8:44 here on the Hump Day version of Special Blend. We got a packed studio. People are coming. People are going. We got a huge studio audience, and I'm proud to present my next guest. Wally Salem from The Beautiful Music is here. He heard my call because it was a slow news day, and he's here. He made it by. There's construction all over the campus, but you're here. Thanks for coming in, Wally.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
And
it is a happening place for sure.
It is. It's a big day here. We got a sit in. We got a regular studio audience. We got another guest standing by. It's great. It's fabulous. It's Wednesday. It's the HD version of Special Blend. What's new on the Beautiful Music label front? I know you're a busy guy.
Yeah, and I won't talk long, but it has been a busy year so far. We finished up the third volume of the Television Personalities Tribute this year. And we had sort of some previews last year. And same with Skytone. They had a release last year on iTunes, but we actually got the CD out this year. And we're working on a few other projects coming up. Actually, one will be ready this Friday by Roy Mulder, a guy from Scotland, that we're putting out his album. And we're also still hoping to finish up the instrumental compilation, which we've been threatening to do for a few years.
I'm waiting
for it. I know nobody
believes
it, but it'll be done.
When? This year?
Well, we're still hoping by the end of this year.
Okay.
But we'll see. And then
is it going to be two CD?
Well, we have enough for two CDs. It's just having enough money to put out two CDs.
Oh, okay.
But we'll see. We'll see how it works out. For you, it'll be a two CD version.
Or a bonus disc.
Yeah. And we also have a band from Spain that we're putting out an EP by them, and a couple other little projects. So we have, if we can actually find enough time to finish it up, we got a lot on the go. So because I haven't been here for a while, I thought just quickly I'd talk about the Television Personalities
Explain
Tribute.
your fanatical following dedication to the Television Personalities.
I'll explain it in about two sentences.
Okay.
It's sort of like an acquired taste. It's sort of like people who like Jonathan Richmond. It takes them a while to kind of acquire a taste for it, but then when they do, they seem to be diehard fans, and there seems to be diehard fans all around the world. We just had a band from Japan that told us they're sending in a submission, and we still get people coming in wanting to do tributes, so it's great. So we're going to continue right up to volume 10. People didn't believe it, but we've done three already, and four, I have all the tracks almost ready, and five, we already started getting submissions in, so believe it or not.
Could it possibly be more than 10 at some point? Like when you reach
Some point I'm going to get tired and I have to just let it end, but it could probably go on forever.
Oh, jeez.
It's crazy. So this, just, I'm playing a track off the bonus disc because it's actually a song that's going to be mastered for volume 4. It's by the Milestone Band, and maybe just play that track, and then after that maybe we'll go into one track off of Skytone's new album, and we'll probably run out of time then.
Yep. It's a good album, the Skytone. They thanked me. I played a song maybe a week or two ago, and they wrote me an email. I guess they were cruising the playlist, and they thanked me, so that was cool.
Very nice. Yeah.
Who's this again we're playing?
This is the Milestone Band. They're a band from England, and they're doing, I believe, if I remember correctly, Honey for the Bears, but I'm not sure. You have to play it now to remember the track.
Here it is. Honey for the Bears from the band The Milestone Band, and that's from Wally Salem's The Beautiful Music, All Those Times We Spent Together, a tribute to the television personalities, which of course requires an acquired taste.
Well, for some anyway.
I'm just stunned. I mean, from the day you mentioned that, I've still been curious.
And I've been trying to get Canadian bands to do covers, and most people had never heard of it. And a funny story is actually I asked the Hydells about 9-10 years ago if they'd be interested, and at the time they'd never heard of them before. And the funny thing is, on their new album, on their blog, they had mentioned now that they were influenced a lot by television personalities. So I emailed the guy and he goes, he remembers me asking years ago and didn't know them at the time, but recently has been really getting into them. So now they may actually do a cover for the next volume. So that would be really cool, because we've been a fan of the Hydells and the Datsuns before mm-hmm. that for years.
Yeah,
so
I've heard
it
you.
Would be created an honor to have them on there, and they're banned from Montreal. So
where would they have found, like, did they find out of the television personalities through your television person?
No, I think he stumbled across them, but maybe subliminally I had planted the seed in his mind about them.
How long has The Beautiful Music been in operation now?
I guess it's about 9 years.
So the 10th champagne?
Yeah, we did have
party.
We were supposed to have a
release band.
Yeah, we were supposed to have like an 8-year retrospective of the label called 8 Years in Our Imagination. As you know, we're the imaginary label that doesn't really exist.
That doesn't exist.
Yeah, so, that may be a release we do later this year too to celebrate last year.
I think
year.
You should have a party for the 10th.
At the famous Barnstorm.
No, at the Beautiful Music offices.
Yeah, our portable office, which is used to be my van.
Everything's an illusion. We'll just rent a
office
space.
Our premium office on Bank Street is a 1x1.
Well, with
inch,
the executive washer
box,
just keep the illusion. You know, just it's a giant
the
enterprise.
Beautiful Music Mansions.
That's right. Yeah. You can offer a whole new, like Kelp Records. They have a big party. They showcase all the bands.
I know. We're
Come
really
on.
Behind the ball.
You got it. For your 10th, let me organize some sort of
We'll see what we could do.
Get the bands. I'll supply the equipment.
Bands
we'll
from all
the
over
venue.
The world flying in for it.
That'd be cool, eh?
That would be neat.
So what's up next? Skytone?
I just wanted to talk a little
this
bit about the album.
This is your personal band, though, in the sense.
This is the, what did they call that?
Flagship?
Beautiful Music Band. The band that started the whole thing rolling. Mm-hmm. Back then they were Tremolo. Before that they were the Mud Pounce.
Tremolo.
And before that they were Garrison Finish.
Oh,
and
the Mud
Remember that?
I had those CDs.
So they've been around for ages. They're still quite young lads, and they're still amazing. They're one of the few bands I know that can put out an album where every song on the album could be a legitimate single.
How come they won't play Barnstorm? Is it because I haven't asked them?
I think you haven't asked them.
Or did they just...
part of the problem they don't play very often is because they don't have a drummer right now, and they've gone through actually about 4 or 5 drummers, and so they don't... for a live show, they'd probably end up only doing like an acoustic or just the two of them. It's the two brothers. So they haven't had really a solid lineup for a long time. And the other thing is they are both family people and have a lot on the go. So it's hard to get them to actually free up time to do a show.
Yeah, which always leads to that big question, you know, are they in it to be superstars, or are they in it just for the fun?
Well, they
of it?
Already are superstars, but they're only
True.
In their own minds.
In their own mind,
and but they're having a great time, and they're really in it for the music because they love music. Sort of the same thing that I'm in it for, and I wish I had more time to do it, but again, life goes on, and other things take some priority. Maybe it's because we allow these things to take priority, but it still is fun to do, and so we're going to continue carrying on. Mm-hmm. And I just want to talk a bit about the album. It's got a lot of great tracks, and I have a lot of favorites, and you and I were just talking about some of the favorites, and we're going to play one of my favorites, which is called Rolling Stone. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a neat, quirky, it's a great pop tune. I could hear it being played on the radio, and it's got a bit of a reggae-ish influence, and they're influenced by a lot of bands, which you kind of see that everything from the new wave to the post punk to the post, you know, like to a bit of reggae and dub is in all thrown in, and this kind of is a nice song that has all those features all wrapped into one, and it is a great pop tune. And then we talked a little bit earlier, you've played Peace before, which is kind of another one of my favorites, because it's kind of a fun jab at like the Bonos and the Geldofs, and who think they're going to change the whole world with music, but really they're just an entertainer. But
is that what the song's about?
It's exactly. Listen to the lyrics.
I don't do lyrics. I never knew. I just liked the melody.
And I mean, it's very admirable that they do these things, but at the same time, it's a realization that they probably probably won't ever change the world and bring about world peace.
Mm-hmm. It's a fabulous album. Every song is kind of unique, and they all work.
There's
and
even the Russian folk polka.
It's very tight. Where is Woodside Studios, just out of curiosity?
That's in his basement.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to play this track.
The illusion has to carry on.
Yes, it has to continue. Woodside
now
Studios.
That we just told everyone.
Yeah, it's a studio.
It's a magnificent building
the
there.
On. Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. I've been there, and the VIP lounge bar. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Thanks for dropping by and talking to us about
much.
This. I'm going to play the track, and again, thanks for dropping
and
by.
And then I'm gone back to my imaginary world.
Yes, thanks a lot.
Okay,
here is Skytone from the CD Shining Over You with a track called Rolling Stone.
Could have been the same, and all those places now they're gone, and yet they still remain. 'Cause I